A.G. Paxton demands NCAA stop allowing biological males to compete in women's sports. Texas border business. Austin, Attorney General Ken Paxton asked for a temporary injunction against the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, to protect women's sports after an intentionally deceptive rule change falsely claimed to have prevented biological males from participating in female-specific competitions. In December 2024, Attorney General Ken Paxton sued the NCAA for engaging in false, deceptive, and misleading practices by marketing sporting events as women's competitions only to then provide consumers with mixed-sex competitions where biological males compete against biological females. Following this lawsuit and President Donald Trump's executive order to protect women's sports, the NCAA claimed to change its rules to align itself with the established national standard. However, the new policy does not prevent biological men from participating in women's sports and perpetuates unlawful deceptive trade practices that are designed to trick consumers. The NCAA's sleight of hand is designed to intentionally deceive consumers into believing that biological men are no longer allowed to participate in women's sports, said Attorney General Paxton. Far from aligning with President Trump's executive order or basic reality, the NCAA's new policy treats sex as a changeable characteristic determined by a birth certificate instead of biology. I am asking the court to enjoin the NCAA from continuing these deceptive schemes and protect women's sports. Attorney General Paxton filed an application for a temporary injunction to restrain and prevent the NCAA from falsely and deceptively claiming that only biological women may participate in female-specific competitions while litigation is ongoing. To read the filing, click here.